For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. The outpouring in the last 24 hours around Connecticut for Oz Griebel has been something to behold. The well-loved business leader and two-time gubernatorial candidate died yesterday, days after being struck by a car while jogging. He was 71 years old. Joining me now is a man who knew him well, Griebel's running mate in the 2018 gubernatorial race, Monty Frank. Did you know how badly he was hurt, or is this terrible outcome a surprise to you?
I knew that he was badly hurt. It was a little bit of a surprise for me because he was progressing, and we thought that he might pull through.
Oz was known as a great athlete in his youth. I suppose it's no surprise that he was out jogging at the age of 71 when the now fatal accident happened.
I think that's right. Oz was, as most people know, was in the College World Series. He played minor league baseball. He loved to run. During the campaign, he ran, I think, every 5K that he could find. And he kept doing that. As I understand it from his son, he was training for a race and sometimes jogging twice a day. He loved people. He loved to exercise. He loved being outside. So in some ways it is fitting, untimely, because Oz still had so much to give.
You spent a lot of time together on the campaign trail. What's a memory you have of Oz Griebel that sticks with you as one that captures the essence of who he was?
When I agreed to join Oz as his partner in this endeavor, I reached out to a pastor in Hartford by the name of Sam Saylor, and somebody I knew in the gun violence prevention world, and said to him, "I'm running with Oz. What do you think?" And he said, "I know Oz. He's a good man." I knew him when he was at the Alliance. Back in the day, I had a store on the North End, and I called Oz and said I was having a problem with my business. Would you talk to me? Not only did Oz talk to him, but he went up to the North End, visited him in his store, and talked him through the issues. And that's who Oz was. It didn't matter to him whether he was sitting in the C-suite of the biggest companies in the state or in the country or in a store in the North End. He was a people's person and wanted to help.
Of course, Oz was a two-time Hartford Business Journal Business Person of the Year. What made Oz such an effective leader?
Oz was really smart and he had vision. He wasn't scared to take chances and think out of the box, but I think most importantly, he listened. At every meeting that we ever had on the campaign or otherwise, he would go around the room, and it didn't matter if you were the lieutenant governor candidate or you were the guy holding the camera taking pictures. He wanted to know what you thought, and he took everyone's view into consideration to making the best decision he could.
I think back on your campaign, it's kind of a wonder that a guy who was so loved and so respected didn't come closer to winning the governor's race. What did Oz make of your loss in 2018, his second loss in the Connecticut gubernatorial campaign?
You know, that Oz didn't win speaks more to the system than it does to the man. Our numbers were climbing. As I said, his debate performances were stellar when we were let in. He was endorsed by the Hartford Current. And then the bottom fell out as the parties ran attack ads against him and scared people into thinking if they voted for Oz, they were throwing their vote away. That a vote for Oz was, you know, instead you're going to vote for the lesser of two evils. And I think that hurt Oz a lot. And in typical Oz fashion, he picked himself up, dusted himself off, and went to work. Since the election, he dedicated himself to changing the system. And, you know, and that's all Oz. He never gave up, always would embrace the next fight to make Connecticut and our country a better democracy.
I know what great work he did in trying to reform voting. Really was a strong proponent of mail-in balloting for the upcoming November election. What would that be his legacy, or would you point to something else as his greatest legacy here in Connecticut?
Well, first, I think he has a lot of legacies. First, he touched so many people, the kids he coached, the people he mentored in their careers. And I think the greatest legacy for Oz is yet to come. It will endure in all of us as we carry forward his mission to improve our democracy and the lives of all people. The work he did during the campaign and his leadership of the SAM Connecticut Task Force is transformative and eventually will transform our political system into one of accountability, transparency, and competition. And if we can do that for Oz, I think we will have appropriately honored a great man.
Monty Frank, thank you so much for helping us remember Oz Griebel. Really appreciate your time.
Thank you, John. Appreciate it.